You're going to love it.
The Arizona Farm Bureau has great money-saving tips to stretch your food dollar. They've got a list of 18. My two favorites is don't take the kids shopping and don't go on an empty stomach. And second one is the coupon trap. If it's not something you buy anyway, you're not saving any money just because there's a coupon.
you just spent more cheaper.
Yeah,
does that make sense? You spent more than you would have spent, but you did it cheaper.
That's something that always boggles my mind. Is so what if it's on sale? I don't eat that anyway.
You don't need 20 boxes of dry cereal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's number one rule on saving on the grocery bill is don't send Rosie.
Yeah. Do you shop like I shop at the grocery? I just go
all
down
the
every
trees,
aisle.
I won't buy them.
Every aisle.
Oh, baby. You spent how much money?
What did you buy that for? Because it looked good.
What's a sale?
Judy, in Sun City West. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm going to ask my question and I'll hang up so you can answer. I was just wondering, you were talking about the produce in Arizona, and we have horses, and it's the cost of alfalfa and hay have gone up so much, and I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, that's because they ship so much of the hay out, and then we're out of it. And I wondered why that is when there's so many, this is a horse state, and I was just questioning that.
Well,
so I'll hang up, okay? Unless you want to ask me something else.
No, that's great. Did you have? I can tell you three stores locally.
Imagine all the alfalfa you're buying now is local alfalfa. I can't imagine they're bringing it in, but I'm sure some of the reason the price is high, they are shipping lots of alfalfa out of the country, let alone out of the state. So
there's in Waddell, there's Dale's Country Store on Waddell, just west of Lynchfield Park. Great locally owned business. A lot of their stuff is local. A little farther down the road, there's J&G Farms. It's kind of hard to notice. It's not the most obvious place, but you can get huge. Those deliver whole squeezes, and we do that a lot just because, you know, it's a lot easier to have 100 bales delivered instead of picking up 5 a week.
Well, I'm sure you're buying it cheaper if you're buying 100 bales as opposed to 8
or 10
at a time.
You do usually save a little bit, absolutely.
Sure.
You're still paying what a bale, bud?
Yeah, it always varies. Anywhere from 12 to 14.
I think we're paying like $15 a bale.
I saw some, where was I the other day? $16.50 a bale.
Yowza.
I think it's been a long time since I fed anything, but, you know, it was like 5 or 6.
Oh, it was. Wasn't that long ago.
No, you know.
You were just saying Kevin Rogers does all the alfalfa on the 101. I mean, that might be a question. He might be more qualified to answer.
I just texted him, but
call in Mr. Rogers.
You know, he's a friend. He ought to let us put our horses out there.
4-3-4-8, open graze them.
That's what friends are for.
That's right.
We'll put up a hot fence. Just let us turn the horses out. Andy in Central Phoenix.
Fertilizer free.
That's right.
And shoot the geese.
Or rope them.
Yeah.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. In the spring, my neighbor planted a 5-gallon mandarin orange and asked me to take care of it. He won't be back till Halloween, and it's in a dirt yard, and I told him, because I'm a gardener, and I told him, I said, I thought he should have planted a lemon, but anyway, planted the mandarin orange. I've been watering it faithfully, and the growth that has come out, all the leaves are curled and warped, and I don't understand,
Well, you probably have some thrip on there, which almost all citrus will get some thrip here and there, and that does cause the leaf to be gnarled looking, twisted, curled. It makes the tree look bad, but it's not really harmful to it necessarily. The other thing is mandarins and tangerines also have a little bit more of a curly cupped leaf than other varieties of citrus like oranges and lemons and grapefruits. So a couple of things going on there. As long as it's green and it's got leaves on it, And, you know, just make sure you water it good. If it's a young tree, I'd make sure the trunk is protected with tree paint or tree wrap. I'd probably put some bark mulch or shredded bark around the base of it. And, you know, even give it a little bit of fertilizer this time of year. Lightly feed it through the summer months. It'll be fine.
Appreciate the call, Andy. Wives' tales in the garden. One that we haven't covered yet is spraying your plants in the heat of the day, watering in the heat of the day. Will it burn the leaf? Is it bad for the plant? Or is it
well,
what they need when
number
it's
112? Well, number one, it's a bad time to water because you're going to waste water with evaporative loss. You know, it's breezier, it's windier, the sun is out, it's evaporating the water before it can soak in and the roots of the plant can get it. And, you know, you really have to be careful. You know, when you first turn the hose on or a water system on in the heat of the day, the water that's coming out of there can be brutally hot. So just the hot water on tender foliage of a plant can burn it. Then I guess you get into whether, you know, the water laying on the leaf in the heat, if you get some magnification, some burning of that. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen any actual proof of
that. Or that you lost a whole plant to that.
Yeah, but it's certainly the biggest problem is, you know, there's a number of things. It's an inefficient use of water at that time of day. The plant may already be stressed because it's already hot. If you'd have watered it early in the day, then it's hydrated and it can make it through the heat of the day.
All right, we're going to be talking about what homeowners do wrong to save money on their electric bill when we get back right after the top of the hour break.
Another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.